V180's word for today.
Helping you live different every day.
Your word is settled in heaven. Psalm 119 verse 89. God's word must be a settled issue in your life. Heaven is the Supreme Court. When it rules on a matter, it's settled. Now, since God's word is a settled issue in heaven, the question is it a settled issue in your life? Jesus said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away." The Bible never needs updating. It's perfect and can't be improved upon. That's why Jesus instructs you to let his words remain in you. In other words, program your mind with the scriptures. How do you do that? 1. Give it a permanent residence, not visitor status. Colossians 3 verse 16 says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly." Take it in richly, meaning copiously and abundantly. Call it Operation Saturation. Read the Bible, meditate on it, and speak it out loud. Yes, even sing its words. Teach them to each other and sing them out in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. 2. Keep it before you at all times. Joshua 1 verse 8 says, "Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night. Do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful." Talk it out, think it out, and walk it out. You say, "But my memory doesn't retain things too well." No problem. Jesus said, "The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will remind you of everything I have said to you." And as you meditate on God's word, the Holy Spirit will come to the aid of your less than perfect memory.
The word for today, as featured in V180 magazine.
Subscribe today at v180.org.au.
V180.